European equities are modestly firmer. US futures are mostly lower, though have been edging higher in recent trade. The dollar is softer. Haven currencies bid with dollar-yen, holding around 156.85. Welcome to the News Corp US Open Rundown on the 30th of May 2024. In the US, equities are mixed but with the bias negative, though futures have lifted incrementally off of overnight lows in recent trade. Equity specifics somewhat light in Europe, lots of focus around Salesforce, which are lower by over 15% in the pre-market following poor guidance, an update which has weighed on peers including the likes of SAP. To recap overnight, APAC stocks were on the back foot amid spillover selling from Wall Street due to the further upside in yields. The ASX 200 was pressured with underperformance in miners, the Nikkei 225 slumped at the open, and the Hang Seng and Shanghai comp conformed to the uninspiring mood. The PBOC Deputy Governor Tao Ling stated they will coordinate short-term tasks with long-term goals, stable growth and risk prevention, and promote trade and investment facilitation. The dollar index is lower, sitting just beneath the 105 mark after previously popping above its 50 daily moving average at 105.09 and advancing to a 105.18 peak. Euro-dollar has moved back onto a 1.08 handle, while cable is currently hugging the 1.27 mark. The yen is the best performer across the majors, as dollar-yen continues to pull back from yesterday's 157.71 peak, CHF also seeing marked strength as participants digest the commentary from Jordan yesterday. Antipodeans are both muted versus the dollar, with the Aussie dollar oscillating around the 0.66 mark. Yuan remains in focus with increasing attention around PBOC fixing, given recent pressures on the currency. The South African rand has lost ground as early vote counts suggest the ANC may secure around 45% of the vote, with attention on the magnitude of their support in determining the eventual coalition and its makeup. In the fixed income space, benchmarks generally have bounced with USTs leading as the complex moves past the week's poor auctions, and with the move seemingly spurred by a robust JGB sale. Spanish inflation metrics ticking up but slightly less than forecast, offsetting the read from Germany yesterday, ahead of French numbers on Friday before the pan-easy figure. Crude is modestly softer, with oil-specific news flow light, and precious metals are also slipping despite the softer dollar. In commodities, subdued trade continues for crude, with Brent August sitting between a range of 82.94, 83, 58/BBBL. Precious metals see another downbeat session, with spot gold trading within a 2,322.66, 2,339.95 per ounce parameter. Base metals are experiencing a devastating session following the recent rise in yields and the dollar, compounded by the downbeat mood across Chinese markets overnight. Looking ahead, US GDP estimates, US PCE Q1, initial jobless claims, advance goods trade balance, Saab policy announcement, comments from Fed's Williams, Logan and RBNZ Governor Orr, and earnings from Marvel, Dollar General and Best Buy. Thank you for listening. As always, for more up-to-date news and analysis, check out the service where you can get a free trial and access the exclusive analyst chat.